Boom. Recording.
Okay, it says, please ask the host to give you permission. What?
To record?
I don't know how that works.
Allow record. Try that.
Okay, yeah, there we go. All right.
Hey, we're zooming.
Okay, we're zooming.
Hey, we're zooming. This is the Monday Mass, and we're doing it via Zoom, via internet, because Todd, where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? What are you wearing?
I am, let's see, where do I start? I'm back east. I'm in Connecticut right now at NBC because we have a bunch of snowboard events. I don't know why I held two fingers up because there's been like five shows. So we've had a bunch of different shows. I've been doing them here. The world championships are in Aspen right now, but for, you know, some reason, saving a bunch of money, more likely than not, they've got us back here in Connecticut. I'm in my hotel room in beautiful downtown Stamford. Actually, decent view.
I kept telling people you were in Scranton.
No, that's in Pennsylvania.
Okay, that's different than Stamford. Yeah.
But wait. So there's been, you know, we've done a bunch of work, you know, doing TV show stuff. But then I went to my hometown and my home mountain again and went and rode this little mountain. And then went to Cape Cod this morning looking at this. Now I'm here. East Coast, you can just go like four different states in half a day.
And give us your surf report from Cape Cod.
It was shore and sharky and cold.
Oh, well, with that,
it gets good there, though.
I know. I did not surf, though, because I did see your video. I heard your surf report, and it's all of those things, and none of us are going to be doing any surfing in all those conditions. With that being said, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. And I do have control of the mute button if I need to use it. But we're not going to need to use it. Let's talk about sponsors, Todd. We're going to do that.
Okay, who do we want to go with first?
Bubs Naturals. We're talking about that collagen, that MCT brain oil. We're always trying to keep up with the kids, right? We're trying to stay skateboarding and stay surfing and talking and snowboarding and skin and hair and fingernails. We want all that. That's what Bubs gives to us. Bubs Natural.
We need the lingo. We need to be able to move.
We need it all. Bubs is actually named for a good friend of ours, a former Navy SEAL, ultimate badass. So Bubs is awesome. We love him. And you can love him too. Use the code MASS20. Beneath Apparel. I just gave away five pairs of underwear to our friend Rob Molt, a.k.a. Timbor.
Really?
For his expert commentary on my surf clip.
Oh, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
He won. Hanson's Surfboards. Support your local surf shop, of course. But Hanson's right now, they're starting to fill up with all the spring and summer stuff. They're having a parking lot sale September 27th. Put it on your calendar now. Let's go.
Did you hear that Hanson's got like robbed at gunpoint about a week ago?
I heard something crazy, but everyone was caught.
And, yeah, everyone was there. Yeah, but like, yeah.
It could have been weird. Well, Hanson's is prepared. And they are having an Easter sale as well, 30 to 50% off. And it's going to be all good vibes.
Will there be an egg hunt?
Maybe. Maybe. A gun. What else we got? K2 Snowboarding, Panic and Coffee and Tea, Chemistry Surfboards, New Greens. Did you bring New Greens on your vacation with you?
Yeah, it's right over there. I got my New Greens over there. I got my Chemistry Surfboards sweatshirt on.
That's tight.
Yep.
I like
it. And if you want some New Greens, because, hey, who doesn't want to be healthy? We're just, you know, on the health kick over here.
Yep.
Enter MASS20 at checkout and check them out over there on the Instagram at the Midlife Health Minute.
I like it. We got NanoCraft CBD, as we all know, right here. You bring that as well?
Yeah, it's right over there too.
You brought daytime and nighttime?
No, I just brought the nighttime. I don't have a lot of room. I kind of ran it light.
Let's get a little tour of this. Let's get a little flip view of this room.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Oops. Oh, you're like a championship tour pro surfer in quarantine.
Yeah, I'm in quarantine. Hey guys, I'm over here in Australia. Italo Ferreira is in the room above me, and it's just nonstop banging.
Wow. But hey, you only got seven more days, and you'll be out there. Adventure.io. Get the app. If you could do any adventure right now in the Adventure IO canon of adventures, what would you pick?
I want to go surfing in a wave pool.
All right. Easy enough. And I think that's going to be it for now. Let's get to the show. Surf News brought to you by Hanson Surfboards. And talk about guys and girls in hotel rooms doing weird shit. Surfers are officially now more than halfway through their quarantine in Australia.
Who's snapping the most right now?
That was going to be my next question. I saw a video of John Florence throwing a puzzle, on the ground. That was awesome.
That's so great.
There's been push-up challenges, dance parties, a lot of working out. Courtney Conlogue is doing some fun stuff. She's been rock climbing all around her room.
What do you mean?
Like, the floor is lava.
Oh.
Which is awesome.
Is she so, like, okay, so you gotta remember that some of these people are quarantined with their significant others, which makes it way less boring.
For better or for worse.
For better or for worse. But then, I mean, is Courtney solo mission? Because if you're quarantining solo, like, Griffin Colapinto looks like he's about to chew his fingernails off.
Griffin was the next person I was going to bring up. He's doing underwear workouts, sexy stuff. He's a pitch man. He's selling deodorant. He's cooking. He's given us multiple tours of his room. I think, and I didn't call this one early, Griffin might be losing it the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dude, if you're like, how old is he? 19? 20?
20, 21, 19, yeah, something like that.
I don't
that.
Think he's, whatever age he is, and he's so full of energy, homeboy is for sure losing it.
Oh, yeah. He's tripping. But he appears to be having fun with it, which I like.
How many more days?
What's today? The 15th? Five or six more days? I don't even what day is it in Australia? Like 100?
Oh my god. That's insane.
The first event of the Australian leg, the championship tour, could potentially kick off April 1st. April Fools, Kelly Slater's not gonna be
Wait,
there.
Told you what if you classes. What if you you're in quarantine for 2 weeks? And as you're dragging your board bag out of the hotel, you roll your ankle as you're walking down the stairs.
Don't even put that out there.
Because you're just not used to being outside. It's like too bright. And you just like fall down the stairs.
Now, you and I know what it's like to not surf for a week. Try to surf again. It's almost as if you're going switch dance. It's really hard to get back into it. Do you think pro surfers are feeling that as well?
Well, of course there's going to be like that weird warm up. But everyone's on the same level though.
Yeah.
Except for the people that live in Australia.
Right. They've been surfing and practicing.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, April 1st, we'll be talking more about that. Hopefully everybody survives quarantine. The flip side of that, Mason Ho, Sheldon Paishon have dropped yet another amazing dry reef slab festival. And I believe you actually posted a video of Mason snowboarding for his first time.
Yeah, and Mason, I guess it was his second time on snow. They're all in Aspen right now. Mark is competing in the Big Air at the World Championships tomorrow.
Okay.
Which is today's Monday. Yeah, so tomorrow. And yeah, so Mason's there with Coco, and it's his second day snowboarding. And he's a freak, of course, like picked it up super quick. But I was just joking around. I'm like, you know, there's way too much coverage on the ground there. You should probably just take him to some area with like very sparsely covered and just
get him on some rocks.
Send him down, yeah.
Is Mason Ho better than Saints running back Alvin Kamara?
Oh yeah.
Oh
for
yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
First timer. What else has been happening? You know that movie we talked about, Beachhead, Wax On, Wax Off, WACKS. Right now that's kind of the talk of the town, especially Caroline Marks. Her performance at Lowers, looking like a title contender. And now she is back in Australia. I think she's 4 or 5 days behind the rest of the group, but yeah. I'm pretty sure she'll be able to compete. So that'll be good.
You know what I watched? I watched yesterday or the day before yesterday was Andy's, the third chapter in the Andy Irons. It's so great. I mean, they've done such a good job. The Stab guys have really killed it with that. And just with all the interviews too, and just the breaking down of like what makes Andy Andy.
Yeah, it's that you know, there's so many heavy, there was doc, you know, the Kiss by God documentary, these really heavy, deep, kind of sad documentaries in a way. Mm-hmm. But this is something different. This is kind of the it's through the lens of kind of the Lost crew, the Eichenstadt brothers, the Log Cabin's House on the North Shore, 5/5/1918. So it's heavily in the kind of mayhem, what's really going on era, which is pretty rad because I think it's the perfect topic, the perfect subject. Stab, Ashton, the crew over there nailed it. It's such a fun watch, and it's hard not to watch Andy Iron stuff, and not kind of feel that bittersweet sadness. Mm-hmm. But this just made me happy. I loved it.
I mean, it's also too like you forget how, like you see that footage, and I forgot how crazy good Andy was just reading waves and being like really patient and just destroying. And like Bruce kind of talks about how like the Andy turn came about and what that's all about. And it's so good. And watch it. If you haven't watched it, watch it.
Bruce's interviews they make it. He's so on it. I love it. Also in big scary surf news, the waiting period for the 2021 Red Bull Cape Fear event is open. It's going to be at Shipstern Bluff in Tasmania. If you don't know what that is, it's a wave that has steps and fangs and slabs and knives and cannons, and it's trying to kill you the whole time.
Do you think anyone from the tour would be interested in that from the tour?
Well, you got Mick Fanning is going to do it. Mm-hmm. These are former tour surfers. Mick Fanning, because all the tour guys are going to, they're in Oz, you know. I know it's, you could fly. I don't know how to do that, but you got Russell Bierke, Laurie Tanner, Jughead, like I said, Mick Fanning. But for this year, for the first time ever, Laura Enover and Lizzie Stokely will join the lineup. So you've got women going out there to battle it out at Shipstern Bluff.
Laura doesn't care. She'll go.
She'll go. She made a huge name for herself in the big wave world there already. So Laura Enover is going to be really fun. All that event, no matter who's in it, is always fun to watch.
It's so weird. Like, imagine being the first person that's like, yeah, I think I see, like, I could probably get in there on that wave. Because it's just,
yeah.
Like, how do you even look at that and be like, yeah, that's surfable?
I wonder about that. There's so many waves, and I think it's, you know, since we are an action sports podcast, I think it's the same thing, the same feeling, the same kind of read that you would get at a really gnarly street spot or...
I don't know, dude. It's like pulling up to like a mega ramp street spot.
Exactly. It's like your Pedro Delfino.
Yeah, exactly. Like you're going to kickflip into the freaking car wash bank.
And in snowboarding, it's like dropping into a chute or...
Something gnarly.
You might get really hurt. So fingers crossed for giant, great waves, no injuries, and some amazing surfing. So since we are distant from each other, about as distant as we've been in a long time, Todd, we're going to rifle through fast.
I feel safe.
Got any other surf news?
How about the Ivan Florence? He's like right there, dude. But actually, he is there.
Where? Where is he?
His clips, like the clips that he's been putting out, like he just, like there's just been like a bunch of candid stuff of him and his brother surfing out in front.
Yeah.
And there was after they had those crazy rains last week, they put out a clip of those guys just surfing chocolate poop water.
Oh yeah.
Was it Waimea or Beach Park or something?
Waimea River Mouth.
They were going nutty.
Slater was there. He was, you could tell. So if there was any doubt that Kelly Slater was truly hurt, he had some clips in one of those clips that you're talking about, and he did make one barrel. He was trying to surf, but you could tell on a lot of the drops, because they're quick, fast drops, he was just slamming. So I think the GOAT is truly injured. I didn't doubt he was, but for the skeptics out there, watch that video and you will see the GOAT is not 100% GOAT right now. So let him get back to full force and let him join back on tour.
All right.
All right.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Skate News is brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the Adventure.io app now. I sent you Ethereum, the new pizza skateboard video. Did you watch it?
No. When did you send it?
Via Instagram. Ducky and the crew.
No, I didn't see that.
So good. It's one of those kind of, not out of nowhere, because pizza has always had a heavy team, but this was one of those that just came up and you're going, oh my gosh, these guys are freaking gnarly. Watch it. You've got time. You're in a room.
I'm in a room.
Since you left, our guy, the Wooten clan, Jake Wooten, pro for Santa Cruz.
There we go.
What do they say in the skate world?
It's your time to shine. What? What do they say?
Pro as fuck.
Do they say that?
Yeah, everybody says that. Pro AF.
Oh, pro AF.
Yeah, it's a good thing. USA Skateboarding and Toyota announced this morning the 2021 National Championships are a go. A little different. We got some video qualification events. So April 9th, open qualifying video.
What do you mean? What do you mean video qualifications?
You got video submissions, 45-second runs in both park and street at the athlete's skate park of their choice, with an in-person finals following Olympic event formats. The top 12 ranked Americans will be pre-qualified in the quarters, and same for the women. And then they're going to make the rest of the picks to get to the contest to get you to qualify via video submission.
Okay. Yeah, it does, but it sounds like a bunch of bullshit.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, it's your videoing. It's like you're watching.
But it's not, though. It's not, because when you have a contest format, you're under the gun. You're under the pressure of competition. So it's like sometimes some people thrive in that environment. Some people don't. It's not like you can just go out and try a line with a filmer for freaking 6 hours until you finally get it. This is weird. It's just weird to me. It seems like, I mean, this is a pretty big deal. It's the first time the Olympics is going to be in skateboarding, and it's going to be a nerve-wracking event. So you would assume that they would want to have a real event to qualify the people to qualify.
They will.
Yeah, but in order to get the people there to do it would be the same thing. It's still like, that would be like doing a freaking video submission. I don't know. It's kind of, I know we have to shuck and jive because like the pandemic and all that stuff, but like, it just seems like if they're pulling off the world championships of snowboarding, which is like, it's cold and there's a lot of people indoors, why can't they pull off the world, like a qualifying event for skateboarding when you have these outdoor skate parks?
Yeah.
It just seems to me like you could do it.
Yeah. I think obviously people are erring on the side of caution, but I fully agree with you. I do.
Is that a pun?
I would say the Vans Triple Crown Digital Edition.
Yeah.
It worked. There was complaints.
Yeah, but not for an Olympic qualifier.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're gonna have to see what happens. Skateboarders have the opportunity to qualify for Tokyo based on their best result, their two best results in 2019 mm-hmm. and then in 2020.
And also how many likes they get on their Instagram.
You gotta get likes. If you want to know more,
it almost seems like that's where it's going. It's like, okay, well, we're not really going to have a contest, but you can go and film for like 3 weeks and then submit a video. And then depending on how many likes that gets, that's who's going to make it into the Olympics.
I wonder if I think it's got to be just a 45-second run. So it's kind of a mix between the Red Bull event that we watched,
right,
where they get a minute at the park,
yeah,
and a normal, I don't know, video submission thing. I will be happy when the video submission events are over.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be what it is. I'm just saying it kind of sounds wonky to me.
There is a, right now, there's actually in surfing, there is there's a video event series happening right now. It's the E event. I don't know, Jacob's AK just posted something and basically, there's four surfers with one clip each in the video series. I wonder if I could pull it up. And whoever gets the most likes on the video,
oh my God, dude,
is winning. It's called the E-Pro, the Firewire E-Pro.
Wow.
Yeah, there's great surfing in it, but it's just another kind of, it's if you're friends with all four of the dudes in the heat, and then they're going to see, like, you picked one guy out of this.
Right.
I like the idea of silent judging. Gons made a playlist for Jenkum. We love Jenkum. You want to hear five of the songs that Gons picked?
Yeah, is he into like weird stuff?
The Stranglers, Always the Sun. You know that song?
No.
There's Always the Sun. David Bowie, Lazarus, some new Bowie. Cher. Do you believe in love after love?
Dude, I was singing that for like a solid week for no reason. I don't even know where I heard it. I was just, it was always in my brain.
Maybe Gons just infiltrated you a little bit. You've got Queen, Get Down, Make Love. I listened to it today. Sexy track. Oh. Big Audio Dynamite 13. If you want to know more, check out jankum.com.
That's way less weird than I thought it was going to be.
There, I mean, there's like 25 songs, and most of them are pretty weird.
So like really avant-garde, like...
kind of different weird. No free jazz or anything like that, but just some kind of, I don't know, random kind of weird stuff. So leave it to Gons. Whatever he likes, we're all going to like. Also on Jankum, they have created a show called The Sit Down. It's a sketch comedy show that's about skateboarding. And it's actually super funny.
Really?
They go around New York City, Brooklyn, all over. One of the guys is dressed up like Jason Dill, doing an incredible Dill imitation. It's literally a sketch comedy show with two skaters, and it's dealing with all of this skate stuff. The first episode and the second episode are, I believe, are out now, available also on Jankum, which is probably one of our favorite sites. So good. Episode 2, I highly recommend.
Okay.
I'm giving you stuff to watch.
I need it. Didn't Chris Roberts do like a whole bunch of like really funny skits? I feel like he did.
The girl and Chocolate Guys have been doing funny skits, you know, for so long. But this is feels a little different.
Okay.
It's kind of got, you know, it's, I guess, Saturday Night Live-y, but outside and stuff.
I'm down. I'll watch 100%.
Something to read. Paul Van Doren, the founder of Vans, has just released or is releasing soon a book called Authentic. And it's all about his life story and then, of course, the creation of Vans. So it's kind of in the vein of Shoe Dog, you know, by Phil Knight. Mm-hmm. I got this from Word.com, W-E-R-D.com.
Oh, I'm very familiar with Word.com.
You know Word.
Yeah.
You got anything else in skate news?
Skate news? Elliot Sloan is now on Hurley, which is so weird because, like, I know, like, Hurley's trying to make a comeback or something. Or are they? What the hell is going on?
They're a licensing realm or something. I don't really get it either.
But they're picking up riders. Picking up riders. So,
Chloe Andino still rides for him. I believe Julian Wilson, too.
Is John still on Hurley?
No. Florence Machine. Florence and the Machine. Florence
and the Nightingale.
Florence
right.
Marine. Yeah. Florence ex-Marine.
Okay.
I know brands.
But yeah, it's just weird to see Hurley jump back into skateboarding again.
Yeah, that was a random kind of pop up, but get paid. We're happy for you.
Whatever.
Snowboarding is brought to you by KTM Snowboarding. I know. I came in hot. I'm excited. You know where I get all my snow news, Todd?
Where?
Forbes magazine.
Forbes? What do you got?
So this morning I went on the internet. And I looked up snowboarding, and Forbes magazine came through with a couple good articles. Chloe Kim has gone podium perfect throughout the entire 2021 contest season.
Which is only 3 events, by the way.
Still, that's good.
It's good.
Three-peat on the podium. Mm-hmm. If she podiums at the Land Rover U.S. Grand Prix, is that what you're talking about coming up next?
That's next weekend, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one is the U.S. Grand Prix on March 18th at Aspen Snowmass.
Yeah. Actually, that's where all the events have been, with the exception of LOX. Okay. There's been three events in a row, X Games, World Championships, and the Grand Prix. I guess they like the way they can kind of control the COVID environment there.
Yeah. If it's working, keep doing it. Don't change anything. The park's good, right? The pipe is good.
Yeah, everything's good. But it just seems like, I think we're getting a little bit in the weeds here, but just like, it's the same. Like, it hasn't changed since X Games. So it's like the guys competed in the World Championships Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday, and they're going to compete in the same dudes are going to compete Friday and Saturday of next week, and it's the same course.
Oh, I don't like that.
No, it's boring. It's that really boring.
Same spins, same course.
Same spins, same course. So what were you saying about Chloe Kim? What's the other one?
The other one is not about her, but it's about, it's also from Forbes. They know about money and snowboarding, Forbes magazine.
Combine those things.
Is Zoe Zadowski-Sinnott?
Sinnott.
Is Zoe the world's best all-around female snowboarder? That's the question they ask.
I've never seen her in the half pipe.
Oh. Well, then I guess she's not.
You got to be able to run. If you're going to be an overall snowboarder, you need to be able to hit jumps in the backcountry. You need to be able to do your slopey style. You got to do the, you know, you got to do it all.
So if that's the question, then give me the answer. Who is the best, well-rounded, in all disciplines, snowboarder, female and male? Why not?
Female and male? Male, I would say, is Danny Davis.
Okay.
At the moment. And female would probably be Jamie Anderson.
I was getting, I mean, it's hard not to argue again.
She's
backcountry into that as well.
Yeah, she's goatee.
She's not a pipe.
She's not a pipe demon,
but
I'm sure if you took the average slope style rider and put them in a half pipe, Jamie would be the best at it.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go. Good answers there.
So there we go.
Skiers and boarders are now also lairders. Laird Superfoods is the sponsor of the U.S. ski and snowboard teams.
Oh, really?
They're going to be lairding all over the place. Lairding in their rooms, lairding on the mountains, lairding in their gear.
Just lairded.
They're going to be lairded.
Yeah.
They're ready for it.
No one is going to have a neck in like 2 weeks.
Do you want to
talk some snowboard news that I have?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Okay, so as we were kind of talking about, the World Championships went down last week. There's some big winners. The guy that won the slopestyle was Marcus Cleveland. Put on just an absolute, you know, twirling, whirling dervish of a show, as he does. But our boy Rene Rennecongas came out once again. He found himself onto the podium. But, like, Rene, when he rides a slopestyle course, it's just so different. Like, if there was an option that is not obvious to everybody else, like he will find it. And it's that kind of, like, spontaneity that I think is really missing in contests. And then Red Girard did probably the best straight jump method I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, I saw that.
He basically went off the jump, like, say this is me coming at the jump, and did a method and pointed the tail at the freaking parking lot. I don't know how that's even possible. It was
going up.
Yeah, he did like almost like a 180 and then brought it back. It's kind of like a whip on a motorcycle.
Super crossed bone.
And then Jamie Anderson took a hit to her face. She got second. Zoe Sadowski-Sinnott got first. She is just a machine. So good. And then in the pipe, Yuto Totsuko won again. So he hasn't lost an event since the U.S. Open last year. Guy's a machine. Actually, no, Scotty beat him once. Anyways, then Scotty James and Chloe Kim won the pipe. But the thing is, like, you watch these slopestyle events and you watch these half pipe events, and the closer and closer we get to the Olympics, the more they start to become boring.
Formulaic.
And it's like, you know, you really start to miss like the modified super pipes that we had at Dutour the fun events. Or like you look at like Travis Rice's natural selection and you're like, wow.
I want that. You know,
I just want that.
Yeah.
So there's got to be a way going forward to be able to incorporate more like maybe like imagine having a contest that was top to bottom of the hill, right? Like, say it's at Bear. You know, Bear is just covered in features. It's like, no, you can't, you know, look 2 feet. You basically have a hill like Bear where it's top to bottom. And it's almost done like natural selection. You've got to ride the pipe. You got to ride all of it. And you have to do it in one run. So you're going to get to the bottom and just be gassed out.
The Todd Richards Super Challenge, Bear Mountain, presented by the Monday Mass.
Here we go. Let's do it.
One. Yeah. We just need to get – if we get some investors behind us, then it's going to be awesome.
If only we had Laird Superfood.
We got – do we have
Laird? Bubs Natural. We have Bubs Natural.
Let's get Bubs involved. We'll do the Bubs Todd Richards Super Challenge. Mm-hmm. All right.
One of us is going to – all right.
Yeah, I'll work anyways. On
I think in other snowboard news, they are running the second event of Natural Selection right now or very shortly.
It's happening.
In Canada. It's an all-Canadian crew. It's going to be really interesting to see how this pans out. But yeah, so we've got another big snowstorm hit the West Coast. There's a ton of rail crews down in Denver right now just looking around because it snowed a whole bunch in Denver. So there's a bunch of people chomping at the bit to get at it. Yes. A lot of people stuck in Denver too.
Ooh, you know, that's not good. That's not where you want to go.
There's a blizzard.
Oh, there's a blizzard.
There's the blizzard.
2021.
Anyway, so I'm going to Aspen next week. And I'm going to Aspen next week, and I'll tell you how it was.
Okay. Get your ass to Aspen. Oh, so you're not going to be here in the office next week either?
No, we can do this.
If people like
it. Oh, we can. No, next week we can do it on Tuesday because I'll be back on Monday night.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Nerd news brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea.
Oh, I want Panic and Coffee and Tea so bad right now.
Oh, you're missing it, huh?
Look, I'm from the East Coast. Don't tell anybody, but I fucking hate Dunkin' Donuts.
Ooh, you just told everybody.
It's not good.
Donuts?
It's not good coffee. It is not good coffee.
No.
Anyways.
The donuts fry your teeth.
Donuts are good, though. I like their donuts. Anyway, nerd news brought to you by Panic and Coffee and Tea. Yeah. So I finally got around to watching I know it's been a little bit, but I finally got around to watching the rest of WandaVision. If you haven't seen it.
That good, huh?
That good, dude. Okay. And it sets us up because next Friday, I feel like we're always talking about like my nerdy shit in this, but whatever. Next Friday is Falcon and the Winter Soldier starts, the other Marvel one. So the guy picks up the mantle from Captain America and
yes,
and his buddy Bucky Barnes.
HBO Max, right? It's all right. On HBO Max. Okay.
This is on Disney. Oh, and okay. then also we have the Snyder Cut of the Justice League, which has been getting rave reviews. That's so next weekend's going to be a heavy weekend.
Hell yes.
For staying indoors by yourself. Mm-hmm.
I got some news. It's pretty nerdy. You know, the Barracks, it's a skate park, but now the Barracks is going to have a gaming series. So they're going to basically, they have a gaming studio and they're going to go just nuts with it. So,
dude, I mean, we've been talking about this for how long now?
Many, many years.
Right. Hey, kudos to them. They stepped to it.
That's smart.
Steve Barris, he sees some money and he just wants to reach out and grab it. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
Oh, I got the Grammys later.
Okay.
But we can talk about it now.
All right. Well, here's my hot.
Go ahead.
Okay. My hot take on the Grammys is I am so sick and tired of like the weird, people that are so stoked on themselves. What, like the hip hop stars that are so just like self-promoting the whole time. I can't handle it. Like humbleness is, it's like the humble part of, it's just out the window. It's gone.
What I thought about the Grammys, I looked at the whole list and I'm going, I must be living in a different universe because I've heard of a lot of the people, but I'm going, Taylor Swift is still making records?
Yeah, she's actually killing it.
Yeah, so I picked out just a couple that I was interested in to talk about. Album of the Year, Folklore by Taylor Swift. I haven't heard a note of it. Have you?
Yeah, because my daughter listens to it.
All right, I'm not trying to brag. I just haven't sought it out. Is it good?
It's Taylor Swift. She's really good. Like, you can't deny that Taylor Swift isn't like a...
She's a force.
She is just a force in songwriting and everything. Like, she's really crazy talented.
I love some of her old stuff. I'll admit it. I got to get into Folklore. Best new artist, Megan Thee Stallion. WAP. Best rock performance, Shamika by Fiona Apple.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It's weird. It's a weird song.
Fiona Apple's back.
Now, these next two are weird.
Okay.
But kind of make sense. More than anything else, they make sense. The best metal album, Bum Rush by Body Count.
Like Body Count as in Ice Tea?
Did you know Body Count had a new album out?
No.
It's tight. That's what? Is it good.
Is it really?
You want to hear it?
Is it better than Cop Killer?
All right.
Wow.
I don't know if the people at home could hear that, but
I don't know. But Ice-T fronting a metal outfit's freaking rad. I loved Body Count, dude. I thought Body Count was the sickest when it came out.
It brings us right back to Lollapalooza. Yeah. The best rock album, The New Abnormal by The Strokes. That's cool. I'm a Strokes fan. I'm cool with it. What is a rock album? That's the weird part to me.
Yeah, but because rock, you're encompassing like Mumford and Sons.
Yeah.
That's rock.
Pop rock. Popular rock and roll. Yeah. It's good. A band won. I like that. The Replacements won a Grammy.
For what?
The Replacements won a Grammy for Best Album Notes for Dead Man Pop. Yeah, Best Album Notes.
First of all, I didn't even know they put anything out recently.
They replaced your Replacements collection with Replacements.
I mean, it's since Shame About Ray, I don't even know anything about the Replacements.
Well, that's the Lemonheads, so that's,
oh, it is? Yeah. What is it? What the Replacements sing? What they
Here Come the Regulars, Alex Chilton.
Oh yeah. Okay, Yeah. Since that album. I don't even know.
It's a very
it all blends into one thing. The Hoodoo Gurus, it's like all one band.
Okay. You might have listened to the Hoodoo Gurus. You might have listened to the Replacements. You might have listened to Lemonheads on a cassette tape. The inventor of the audio cassette, Lou Ottens, has died. At 94 years old, he did a lot with his life. He invented the audio cassette in 1963 for the Dutch company Philips.
Wow.
Thank you, Lou Ottens. We're still listening to tapes today.
Do you remember you put the pencil in there?
Yeah. the shit would come out. So my last bit of nerd news is I started a new Cote Recommends product review.
Oh, I heard you reviewed the douchebags.
Yeah. So I got the bags. There's one of them, right?
Yeah.
But if you want to see the rest of them, they're on the internet. They're on
Should we just do review stuff?
Yeah.
We can just take turns and then people will just send us tons of cool shit.
Like this. I got a new Bug Assault from Jonathan Wayne Freeman. And this one has a laser on it.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
his best. It's almost fly season, Chris.
Hell yes. I can't wait till fly
season. Can't wait.
That's about all I got. I know you're bored and want to keep talking, but I don't really have anything else to talk about.
All right. Yeah, I'm just in a hotel. I'm going to go downstairs and find something to eat.
Okay. Well, I miss you, Todd. All the fans out there miss you.
I'll be home on Thursday for 8 hours.
Okay. Well, we've got some great stuff going on here at Monday Mass HQ.
All right. Well, hey, everybody. Have a good one.
Bye, Todd.
Bye, Chris.